This is Sam. Thank you for visiting Teach Bible Talks Daily Insight for December 10. Today's Bible verse is from the Gospel of John, chapter 21, verses 19 and 21. It says there, Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Jesus answered, "You must follow me." End of quote. One day, Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee. He saw two brothers. They were Simon, later became Peter, and Andrew, his brother. They were fishermen and were putting a net into the sea to catch fish. Jesus said to them, "Follow me. I will make you fishers of men." Bible says, at once, they left their nets and followed Jesus. Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 to 22. Now Peter and other disciples were with Jesus over 3 years. Being all-knowing Son of God, Jesus knew Peter is going to deny him 3 times on the night of his crucifixion. You see, Jesus predicted this in Luke chapter 22, 31 to 35. And on the night of the crucifixion of Christ, as Jesus predicted, Peter denied Jesus 3 times. Immediately after his third denial, Jesus turned and looked at Peter. Peter's heart was broken, and he went out and wept bitterly. Luke 22, 54 to 62. Now Peter somehow convinced himself that he is not worthy anymore to face Jesus. Discouraged and depressed, he wanted to go back to his old fish-catching job. He felt so downcast because of his unexpected failure of denying his master. On a side note, Peter had high expectations and ambitions in Jesus. But now Jesus was going to be crucified, all of his dreams dashed. Although Jesus sent special words for Peter after his resurrection, Mark 16:9, Peter was not ready to come to Jesus and settle the matter with the loving and gracious Lord Jesus. This is true for all backsliders. You see, coming back to Jesus Christ seems harder. However, beloved, Jesus' love and commitment to you cross over your failures. Now, at the same place, the Sea of Galilee, Peter went back for fishing with other disciples, John chapter 21. There, the Sea of Galilee, Peter went back for fishing with other disciples, right there on the same shore. Jesus asked him 3 times if he loves him. 3 times Peter denied Jesus, right? So 3 times Jesus asked him, "Do you love me?" Of course, Peter was a little bit reluctant due to the recent painful circumstances and failures, but answered yes to all those 3 questions. You see, he loved Jesus for sure, don't you think? But he faced unexpected failure in his life, and that was a heartbreaking one, wasn't it? When Peter said yes 3 times, Jesus also said to Peter 3 times this, "Feed and take care of my lambs and sheep," 21:15-17. After reinstating Peter to his loving friendship and fellowship, Jesus said how he is going to die for his name. After this, Jesus said to him, "Follow me." In essence, Jesus was saying, "I called you with a unique purpose. Although you failed, I won't leave you in your failure. My plan for you is well intact for you, Peter. My plan for you is still in place." You see, then Peter asked Jesus, "How about the other disciple? How is he going to die? Is he also going to suffer like me?" To this, Jesus said, "What is that to you? You must follow me." Did you notice the imperative mode in Jesus' words? What is that to you? You must follow me. Our daily insight for today is Jesus' words, "Follow me, and you must follow me." Is Jesus Christ saying this to you today? You must follow me. He has a pre-planned, well-planned, beautiful plan and purpose for your life. The Lord Jesus' plan for Peter was to open the church door on the day of Pentecost for the first time in history and feed his lambs and sheep with the word of God until his death, as Jesus predicted. One great preaching on that single day of Pentecost resulted in harvesting 3,000 souls and the church planted on this planet Earth. Dearly beloved, who has seen God's wonderful plan for your life? Jesus had a specific assignment for Peter to do. You also have a prepared in advance task from the Lord. You see, only you can do yours, and only I can do mine. No one else can or will do it. He gave sufficient grace to Peter to fulfill his work. The Lord will provide you with enough grace to do what you must do. Jesus Christ says, "Follow me," and you must follow me. Beloved, God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you for today's insight in which you asked me to follow you. I know Jesus called me today, and I understand that. And you say to me, I must follow you. Lord, I am willing to follow you. I believe Jesus Christ, my Savior, died and rose again for my sins and shortcomings. I accept him as my Savior and Lord. I want to follow you in the days of my life. I commit my life into your hand, Lord. Fulfill your plans and purposes in and through my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.